Okay, good morning, Reish. I'm Gimel. We saw yesterday, you saw the processes, the law of Pashut. To live with this is even harder, but you have to practice. Again, the way you practice is you take small things. You don't wait, Rahman al-Islam, for someone to fall off your roof to start working on this. Start working on little things and start recognizing and realizing that the outcome is only attributable to you until you do tshuva. Once you've done tshuva, it's a lot sure to you. And that's how you see how that works. In philosophy, it's a big sugya and it's a long sugya and a difficult sugya, and it's a worthwhile sugya to put your head into, and I'll give you reference to the way to see that. Halacha l'maisa, practically, it requires a lot of training, a lot of training. Go through your life and look at mistakes you made and look at the results that came about through those mistakes and tell yourself that the results had nothing to do with me. That's what you have to do. We'll see. He's going to discuss some of this now. Okay. Advarim Shehusbaru Le'il, we're going to take it one step further. Advarim Shehusbaru Le'il, the Choyanim lo rak klapei misagashmis. What we said above is true not only when it comes to a physical death. Somebody fell off a roof, somebody drowned, Rahman al-Atslan. Ela gam Rahman al-Atslan b'shikul ruchani. L'tzareinu harabu b'neseinu harabim. Kaimim batim shel yodim shetafkid hayeyem hu lisnasot b'shikul ruchani. The people today, many homes today, where the difficulty is a spiritual difficulty, not a necessarily a physical problem. Yesh lehem bat o ben shesorim v'derech ha-yosha, ozvez derech ha-toyre v'amitzvaz, v'yotzu l'chabek as ashpochois ha-rechov. You have homes, you know people, you are the people that have children that have, what we say, gone off the derech. And they're living out there, as he puts it, embracing garbage cans. And by the way, today there are many that are still looking like they're in our world that are off the derech as well. But something that's quite a new phenomena. Not new, but relatively new phenomena. Before, when a kid went off the derech, he knew he was off the derech. Today, he could be off the derech and you wouldn't even know. Interesting phenomena that we're dealing with today. But anyway, whatever it is, it's not our subject. They've been captured by the Yetzer Hara and his troops and soldiers, and they're entrapped. They are nusim. Reb Gershon Paskin, they are nusim lagamre. Anusim. Has many halachic ramifications. They're not a subject shilano atshav. Ein letaya ve'ein l'sheye klal kama godel hu sivlan v'tzarim shal horim. There's no way to explain the pain and the suffering that the parents go through. From Yidden, they put a lot of energy and time and money into being mechanic their children. And they just walk away from it all. Chazal b'Masechtas Brachos, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, Hagdiru Trachid Yezeh V'Omru. You want to know how hard, how difficult this nisayin is? Well, Chazal call it. Let's see how Chazal explain it. If you haven't chapped how bad it is, look at what Chazal say. Kasha tabus ro b'ptoich b'yseh shalodim yoytsa mimilchomos gog u'magog. This situation of having a child in your house that's off the derech is kasha, is more difficult than milchomos gog u'magog. Now, I don't know how difficult milchomos gog u'magog is. But we assume that's going to be bad because that's the prototype of the final Armageddon. Can't be, because if the Gemara tells you that this having a child in your house that's off the derech is worse than Milchomas Gog and Magog, that can't be Milchomas Gog and Magog. I don't know what Milchomas Gog and Magog is. You want a tiny weed Milchomas Gog and Magog already? You said, I don't know what Milchomas Gog and Magog is. Anybody has clear messiahs on what exactly Gog and Magog is? I don't. So, fine. But this is worse. And apparently, that's very bad. Otherwise, Chazal wouldn't use the comparison. Okay, we have to understand the Gemara. What is the comparison? Why is it after Milchomas Gog and Magog? Why is it? You could have brought lots of other examples to show how difficult it is having a kid like this in your house. Why? Dafke b'chomos gog v'magog. Okay, tzarich here. Achein zehu sevel neira. It's a terrible yisurim. Ach gam belibom shel horim eilu shoychet oimes rig shirav she'einu nachon. And in these parents' hearts and minds, there's also an incorrect perspective on what's going on. The same as in all the other cases we mentioned over the last few days. They add to the suffering unnecessarily. And you can work out for yourself what it is. Gracious. You have to get this into your kishkas where it hurts. Your children are not your children. They're not your children. These are Kodesh Baruch Hu's children that he gave to you for whatever reason. You're a foster parent. Who's the real parent? The natural father is Hashem. For some reason, Hashem couldn't manage to bring him up himself, so he needs you to kind of help him. Obviously, that's not the right language. But the feeling that it's a yelet sheli. This is a yelet sheli. That's very unnecessary. The suffering you're going through is enough. Adding to the suffering by taking things upon you that have nothing to do with you is unnecessary. Not only that, but it prevents you from giving the child the tipul that he really needs. It prevents you from dealing with this child the way you're supposed to deal with this child. In many cases, instead of dealing with the etzem problem, they're so busy dealing with the embarrassment and the pain and the jealousy and whatever that this child threw upon them that they can't sit down and deal with helping to take care of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's children properly. Hired you to take care of his child, to look after him, and to give him the kalim and to teach him how to deal with the enormous seductions of this generation's yetzer haras. And you know that you were given a unique tlichus. You were handpicked for this job. Hashem knows exactly what he's doing. When you put aside all your personal interests and all your own problems, and you deal with this the way you understand, this is a job from Hashem. The reason why the kid is the way he is because that's what Hashem wants. Mistakes are made after the true affair, for sure. But at the end of the day, Mashu Ovez Lokashu Alai. Then I can step back objectively and I can look at the problem and try and find ways to help him to deal with the issues. Yet, okay, more than that. Orim rabim noitim lashimes atzman betaut chinochit shonot. Parents beat themselves up and blame themselves for all the mistakes they made. Hem ham they were the ones that destroyed this child. They're the ones that caused him to go off the derech. They're the ones that I did, and that's why he's like that. It's not exactly accurate. In fact, it's not even right. Get this cloud clear. This guy was going to fall off the roof from Sheshis and Mebreshis already. We don't understand why. We don't understand if the Zashom is why he's there, what his tafkid is, what his gilgul is. Somebody here wants to say they understand Cheshboinus Shamayim. Nobody? No volunteers? Okay, that's comforting. We don't know why this, we don't even know why I'm in the world. Well, somebody else is in the world. Why does the neshama have to go through such horrific, cruel nishenas? It could be, once again, we don't know cheshbon neshamayim, but if we would just speculate for a moment, it could be that a kodesh baruch hu's manyan shenashamas tisnase b'nishenas kashim. A kodesh baruch hu wants this neshama to go through these nishenas. This neshama that fell into Memte Shari Tuma. And then the Tuman came back. You know how many neshamas he brings back with him? This happens very often. Kid goes off the derech, comes back. He's able to bring a lot of people back. I'll just put the recorder off here for a minute. Whether the tshuva was easy or not, I want to go back before. It could be that he was in that situation. I was honest.
Correct. That was my question. Sorry, I didn't.
That's what Reb Gershon say. These kids don't really have bechir when they go off the derech. They're anusim.
Thank you.
They're anusim. He's the chayav. That's why it was magalgal to him. The parents are chayav because correct. Once you do tshuva, yeah, but once you do tshuva, it's got nothing to do with you anymore. Don't know. The parents have to do a cheshbon and see what mistakes they made and whatever. And maybe sometimes it's not kosher to the parents' mistakes at all. That maybe, yeah, no, when I, no, I'm saying, yeah, maybe the parents in this case had nothing to do with it. It was nothing to do with them. Very often has to be sometimes with what goes on in the home. But very often they'll push it to what goes on in the home. Like each case is different. That's why it's hard to give examples. But it could be in this home, the parents didn't do anything wrong. No, but what we in the comparison, let's say the parents said they messed up, they made mistakes in the chinuch, whatever, they didn't do what they were supposed to do, and that's why the kid fell off, right? That's not why the kid fell off. The kid was going to fall off no matter what. If it's the same as the mic, who looks at his parents and sees they're going to mess up, so he's magalgal this to their doorstep. It could be that the parents even have schuyot, it's not that they fire. But when this kid's chayzer b'tshuva and he becomes who he becomes, they're going to get enormous nachas. Maybe that's why this thing was magalgal to their door. Once again, the cheshbonos are way beyond. AR's a wimp compared to what you're dealing with here, okay? No, we're dealing with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. AR looks like a 60-pound weakling compared to who we're dealing with here. The cheshbonos are beyond comprehension. This would blow up AR's transistors trying to work out all these cheshbonos. Infinite cheshbonos, of course. Hashem says, were you there when I created the world? That you understand everything that's going on? You have a 60, 70, 80 year perspective on reality. You know, my picture's a little bit bigger than yours. That's why you can't understand it. Thinking you can understand everything is a recipe for disaster. Huh? No, we're trying to understand when I have these problems. Yeah, we're talking about kids of the derech. It could be any area where you're having issues. You have to understand clearly the problem's the problem. But all the feelings of blame and guilt and embarrassment or whatever is a little kashu to you. That those parents whose child drowned in their pool. If you try and imagine what they were going through, their lives are over. That's it. They're finished. Nigmar chayim. You ever dealt with people that happened to, their lives are finished. It's over. He can't function. He can't work. They become depressed. They can't function. Why? Not because the child died, because they killed the child. That's the mistake. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to disentangle cause and effect. We're trying to disconnect cause and effect. It's the same in Ruchnias. Whether it's a child falling off the roof or it's a child falling off the derech, it's the same thing. This child has to go through what he has to go through. That's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu decreed and decided what's best for him. Falling off the roof is what this person needs to do. It's a pasuk in Chumash. How did it land up on your front door? Because your chayev, once you do tshuva for that chayev, the connection between the two events is completely separate. That's why the parents in this situation, or the person in the mica, has to step back and recognize what he's responsible for, he's not responsible for. Most of the pain that we go through is because we're taking responsibility for things that have nothing to do with us. That's the nakuda.
Well, that happened, but it's just shit.
These are parallel lines that touch. You have to get them to stop touching, that's all. The one event has nothing to do with the other. Those are parallel lines. This kid falling off the roof, this person falling off the roof, and you're not building a mica, are parallel lines. They have nothing to do with each other. No kashu echad l'shemi. Hashem's magaldol them together, and he gets a parallel line to touch. And you have to separate them again. That's all. It's not that you had something to do with it, but when you do tshuva, Hashem pretends that it wasn't you. You never had to do it in the first place. Hashem pretends that you had something to do with it until you separate it. It's not the other way around.
Again,
it could be from a previous Gilgul. We don't know. That's what I'm saying. We don't know. Luckily, your team. But this person standing in our facing this Nisoyin Rahman Litzlan has to know. Shema Karepo, Lokas Shualav.
Very good.
He feels bad because he's blaming me, so it's his fault. Say, Lokas Shualav. He has to declare. He has to separate those parallel lines. There's parallel lines, Hashem got them to touch. That's a fiction. But Hashem gets them to touch. Either you killed the person. You don't kill it. Either you do.
They don't touch.
Again, they do touch. No. Hashem's Magalgal, Chayev, Aliyah, they fire. Hashem brings this guy to your roof. Why? Because you fire. So the parallel lines are Ki'ilu touching. And you have to separate them. It looks like you threw the guy off the roof. You didn't, but it looks like you did. That's where the parallel lines touch. Ki'ilu. When you do tshuva, you just separate the lines back and get back to reality. Because reality is they have nothing to do with each other. It looks like they have something to do with each other because you did the aveira. And Hashem says, it says, if you kill this guy. The difficult to understand is how could it be that I had something to do with him falling off the roof? I didn't make a mic about Kesha. He was going to die from Shesubashi. Why are you looking at me? Hashem says, I'm looking at you. I create a legal fiction, so to speak, in our language, and I make it ki'ilu, you killed the guy. But you didn't really. That's the part we don't understand. The fact that it's got nothing to do with me, understand. That's easy. Makashu alai. This person was supposed to die. I didn't build the micas. Makashu alai. Then I understand. I have a problem with that. What's hard to understand is, how's it ki'ilu, I killed him? Hashem says, because you didn't build the micas. You're right, it has nothing to do with me. But I'm holding you responsible until you do tshuva. Then Hashem does. How he does that, then I don't understand, but that's what he does. You see what you don't understand? When we started off, we didn't understand. What do you mean, I had nothing to do with it? Pastor, I didn't want Micah, that's why I fell off the roof. That's where we started, right? Because it's got something to do with me. That I understand it's got something to do with me. What I understand is how we do tshuva and it gets rid of it. Now, we don't understand how that had anything to do with me in the first place.
In fact, in other words, you've got this parallel line. This needs to happen, and that's happening. Hashem says, opportunity.
Yeah.
Let's
bring them
up,
together. Yeah.
Bring them okay. I didn't cause that terrible thing to happen, but that had to happen, and I did that thing. Hashem now allows them to touch, and it's my job to separate.
How he does that, we don't understand.
Like that.
How he does that, I don't understand, but that's what he does. Ki'ilu, you drowned the guy because you didn't take him out the river.
Ki'ilu, I didn't drown the guy. You know, I did an action. And
but Hashem says, until you do tshuva, you drowned it. You killed it. You're responsible. You're a murderer. But in reality, you're not. That's the paradox.
That's yours.
Wherever you're having difficulty understanding this process, my problem is how these parallels get touched in the first place. How do you separate them easily? Because they were never touching in the first place. Again, what's the difficulty understanding now? For some people, it will be, of course, you didn't build a mic, the guy fell off your roof. Of course, you're responsible. Understand why the parallels are touching. I don't understand how the parallels get to touch in the first place because these two events have nothing to do with each other. Hashem has a mashugas in the world called Magalgal. That I don't understand. How can you do that? I had nothing to do with this guy dying. That's a shimshul. That's what I'm saying. It's a chok. We don't understand that. We don't understand Magalgit, Khoivin, and Fire. But they don't even. How your tshuva separates it afterwards, of course, because that's the default position. The default position was it had nothing to do with you. Hashem creates a fiction that it, like, it looks like it has something to do with you, but it doesn't. So what you're having, whatever your difficulties, understand, I don't mind. My difficulty is in another place. I used to have the difficulty that, what do you mean it's got nothing to do with me? Of course it's got something to do with me. That was my problem. Today, that's not my problem. The problem is, how can you attribute that to me? It's a local shore line. That's what I don't understand. Whether you're not understanding, it's fine. You have to work through this. Some people think that their shtadlus makes their panos. And when you come to tell them that it doesn't, that's hard for them to understand. One of the hardest things to do is to tease his shtadlus and panos away from each other, realize they have nothing to do with each other, big slime. Yeah? For some people, once they understand that, they understand why they have to make his shtadlus anymore. Because mama has nothing to do with panos, so mama making his shtadlus. Depends where you're holding. You're going to have different problems. That's all the same. Yeah. My not locking the gate to the pool drowned the kid. My kesha. My kesha. Nothing to do with me. But what else did you chuva? Because you didn't lock the gate, and Hashem created some kind of a crazy situation here where he's like blaming you for that event, even though it's got nothing to do with you. That I don't understand. That you blame me for something I didn't do. The closing the gate or not closing the gate, logaram plum, except this thing called gilgul. Megalgaling chayav in the day. But I don't understand.
I've got to get out of listen.
I don't know what that means. You were created the Bachoy.
Oh,
you mean that? Somehow, because I didn't close the gate, Hashem now takes, says that I have some kind of responsibility for this kid drowning. When in fact, in truth, that's not true. Yeah, you have to do tshuva for not closing the gate, but not for killing the kid. You never killed the kid. The kid's dying, nothing to do with you. So I'd have to do tshuva for not closing the gate. My kesha. Nothing happened as a result of me not closing the gate. Hashem says, yes, you killed the child. You understand that? No, I don't understand that. Some people see that's partial. You never closed the gate. That's why the kid died. You went to work. That's why you got paid. No, that's not Torah Shofa. Torah Shofa, you went to work and you got paid. That's two things nothing to do with each other. So why are you going to work? Because the Torah hides you to make your standards for whatever reason. You lost your job. You had to close the gate because you have to close the gate. You didn't close the gate, so what's you have to do tshuva for not closing the gate? What happened as a result of you not closing that gate? Kashrut to you. That's what we've been saying all along. Why did you have to do tshuva for not closing the gate? Because you were negligent. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If, of course, you didn't make a mic, you're even Issa the Raisa, you have to do tshuva for you're even Issa the Raisa. You didn't close the gate, you're even Issa the Raisa. You have to do tshuva for not doing it for being Mavatl in Issa the Raisa. Shmatim on Rafshul Seichem. So leaving a gate open is mamash reckless. You have to do tshuva for that. Of course, if nothing happened, you have to do tshuva still. But my kesha.
No, sorry, so I was going to ask them to be proactive about this whole process. That person should be in tshuva every day. It's just
the Rambam said that you have to do tshuva. You have to do tshuva the day before you die. Ah, first knows when he's going to die. So you have to do tshuva every day. The Rambam puts it that way. You have to do tshuva every day for sure. It's very hard, so that's why Hashem gives it to him. Elul and Rosh Hashanah. It's 8 weeks to Rosh Chodesh Elul. I'm still getting ready for Elul. You have to start getting ready for it's 12 weeks to Rosh Hashanah. How much time do you think you have to start getting ready? It's almost too late. Not too late, but it's. We're less than 12 weeks from Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Sa. You have to go through a Shivas of the Tammuz and a Tisha B'Av first. You can't get Rosh Hashanah if you don't have Tisha B'Av right. Yeah, Ben is money. That's what you did. Most of the Tshuva you do in Rosh Hashanah is for the Ben is money.
That's all you need to go through it.
No, you have to get Tisha B'Av right, otherwise Rosh Hashanah doesn't work. Okay, anyway, but that's not the point. Yeah, why don't you have to do Tshuva? The minute you see you do something wrong, do Tshuva. Why not? How hard is it to do Tshuva? Tshuva is the biggest thing in the world. The Sikal Bo'olam is Tshuva. Yeah, it's hardest conscience. You think it's the hardest thing in the world, so we don't do it. It's the easiest thing in the world to be tshuva. Anyway, these are hard concepts to process. It's the opposite of the way we think.